Yeah, so Bruising, where a person leverages off another person or event to make it all about them. Now, I'm going to talk about some Zeusin here, Fletch, and you brought up the term.
Yes.
So what's Zeusin in particular?
Well, because of the lockdown, we've become familiar with the term Zoom or Zooming. It's when people go on TV and they are Zooming.
Yes.
And behind them, they've really amped up the memorabilia,
yes,
the photos, the awards, which you can tell have been strategically placed.
Strategically positioned, right? So that's what they've been doing. However, Michael Vick, a former NFL player, Michael Vick, was on a US radio program overnight, and he has absolutely owned the Zeusing. So it relates to the Brady ball, and he's asked about the question of, you know, if it was you, would you go and chase down the ball? And this is what he has to say.
Well, let me ask you, if that was your 600 touchdown pass, would the ball mean a lot to you as a player?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would have been the first to go over there and grab that ball. Mike Evans, he forgot about what was going on in the moment, and that's understandable. But, you know, that one needs to go in the trophy case somewhere and be visible during my Zoom calls.
Okay, that's fair enough. I get it.
There you go. So it is a thing.
That's the herd, Colin Cowherd and Michael Vick. So he was very, very public about it. I love that. I absolutely love that.
So did you see that they, obviously what had happened, the guy that scored the touchdown went up and threw the ball, didn't know it was Brady's 600th. And then he had to take it off the kid, which was pretty tough. But then the Bucks came along and gave them, which I thought was a bit stingy. They gave him $1,000 to spend at their merchandise store and some tickets.
Yeah.
I thought that was a bit, considering the ball was going to go for $500,000.
On Merv's?
Yeah, on Merv's memorabilia. But then our man, Brady, who just keeps coming over the top.
What's he done?
If he didn't like this, like, well, now you do. So he said, I'm going to give this kid a Bitcoin.
Oh.
One Bitcoin.
What's that worth today in Aussie dollars?
84.
Oh.
1,000.
Good on you.
Anyway, let's go to my Bruising. And I've used this kid a couple of times, and he's a terrific kid. This is Ryan Madison.
Well, a terrific Brucer by the sounds of it.
Yeah. He's Bruced.
Oh, no.
He's Bruced off a charity.
Has he?
Yeah, it's called Choosing.
Choosing.
So he works with this disability. It's a kid's disability, which is great. Merikai Disability Support. They do some wonderful things, getting the kids out and he's giving up his time. So well done.
What's the caption? Is there a caption there?
Well, the caption's okay. Had an absolute blast working with so-and-so over the weekend. Looking forward to catching up with more. But it's
the catch? What's the catch?
The catch is we know he's got a good rig.
Yeah.
And we know he's got beautiful Warwicks.
He hasn't got the shirt off
his
again.
Shirt is off.
Not in the charity post.
Oh, have a look.
Is he sideways?
He's sideways. Oh. Like, it is a great photo. Maybe I'm just jealous. But I would think that the charity would appreciate if he wore a shirt with the charity's name across it.
Yes.
Or show a singlet.
Show me again.
Like he's Bruising his rig. Is that fair?
And I think he's gone for the whole, you haven't clinched the fist because you don't want people to see you flexing, but you've done the flex without the clinched fist.
Has he done the pump before the needle sort of thing before the photo?
With
to get the veins going.
With those little Chinese things.
Mm. Yeah.
But you can't, I think we're just jealous because we don't look like that.
Of course we are. Of course we are.
He's in magnificent condition. If I was in the mounting yard,
you'd be winking.
I'd be mounting. No, if he was parading in front of me, Lizzie Jelfs would just be going, "She's the pick."
He's it.
Mm. Good on you, Ryan.
Good on you, Maddo. Yes, you got one, Brooksy.
Well, we implore people on the socials at Joel Fletch SEN to tag us in any Bruising that they see on social media, in particular Twitter or Instagram on the 1170 SEN Instagram account. We've got Dino Bing, at Dino Bing. He's gone Bruising at Joel Fletch SEN on Stan Sport commentator Max Rushton's post of happy birthday to my good friend Pele.
Oh,
come on.
World class.
Come on.
World class.
And they've been counting the sleeps for that one.
Yeah, it seems we've seen a few football ones.
That is the classic Bruce.
That is a great Bruce.
Classic,
isn't it?
Classic Bruce.
His arms around
the
birthday boy.
Are you sure that's not Madame Tussauds?
You could go mad, Bruce, in there, couldn't you?
Maybe that's what we should do. Let's get that. When, is it open yet? There's one down at Darling Harbour.
Down at the harbour.
Let's get our listeners.
Yeah.
If you can do that, let's all team up and just say Bruce-a-thon. See if anyone.
Bruce-a-thon.
See if everyone gets us.
Madonna released her album on this day.
Yeah,
it was her
just
birthday
go. I couldn't believe
day.
It. Was walking out of cargo, but look, I've run into. Congratulations. Yeah.
It's a cracking Bruce. I think it has all the hallmarks of what we asked for. So well done, Dino Bing. That's a cracking Bruce.
Well done.
Well done. Any Bruce-ing around, Gibbo? No such Bruce-ing?
Oh, did we mention this a couple of weeks ago? But the breakfast producer here at SEN, Benny Rossley. He bruised heavy on Norm Provan when he passed away. Oh. If you give me 2 seconds, I'll show you what I was talking about, boys. But look, it's hard to say when they actually work for the same company as us, and he's a good guy, but if you bruise, you're going to get called out.
It doesn't mean you're an A-grade if you bruise.
No, absolutely not.
But you're just bruising. So anyway, if you find any, let us know. 0457 736 736.
While on this topic, could I just go back a day or two to Monday? I know we have our delayed grades.
Yes.
It's usually A grades that we get passed on after a Monday. It now is a Wednesday.
Yep.
My wife has, she's an A grade. She's a delayed grade. She bought yogurt for dogs. It actually says dog yogurt on it.
I know someone who would have done that as well. But Sports Days, Scotty Sattler. He'd have dog yogurt all over the house.
And it's dearer than normal yogurt.
Is it? Of course it is.
Is it a Greek yogurt?
It's basically that.
Protein?
Basically a Greek yogurt, which you can get for 50 cents.
In our shower, right? In our shower, we'd run out of...
Shampoo?
Body wash, right?
Body wash, yeah.
And so I grab the body wash that's on the ground, and the next thing I've lathered myself up, away you go. It's the dog wash inside the bloody shower.
How's your coat?
Yeah. That's a bit rough. that was rank.
I lived in a share house in Queensy over Northern Beaches with 4 other people. One of my mates, Stu, he was a weird character in the best of times. He used to go for a run, go in the shower with his clothes and use dishwashing liquid to A, wash himself and B, wash the clothes, then hang the clothes up on the line. And I went in after him one day and it was a tub shower and did the full Kramer in the shower. Luckily, didn't fall over. There's no frills dishwashing liquid on the side of the bath.
Oh, so he washes his training clothes as well.
He did the full wash the clothes, wrung them out, hung them up, then washed himself with the dishwashing liquid.
Oh, please.
Not bad. I don't mind that.
Yeah, it was an interesting combo, but I nearly killed myself in the tub.
Too hard basket. And you've got a delay grade?
Yeah, I am looking at places at the moment. My lease is up and I just thought, I'd have a look, see what's out there on the market. Went to a show today, an inspection. No one was there. Mm. It was on the app. They text me 5 times over the last 24 hours to come. I came at that time. No one was there.
They're property managers.
What are they doing?
Yeah, the property managers are usually, my experience with them, they're like 18, 19-year-old kids.
Yeah.
They just don't give a rat's.
I'm getting that vibe.
And I've got no concept of time and responsibility.
And other people's time.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Because they don't get the earn. It's all when you're selling, that's why they froth.
Oh, that's where you need to be. Gibbo, you've got a delay grade?
Yeah, I was meant to say this on Monday, but it was from the UFC on the weekend. It was a guy named Paulo Costa. Now, there was these two fought. So Costa fought Vettori. Mm. Was supposed to be a middleweight fight. Now, these guys had lost to Israel Adesanya, the New Zealand-Nigerian champion. So Costa essentially, a few days out before the fight, he knew he wasn't going to make weight. So he didn't try. So usually they spend a couple they spend hours in the sauna trying to cut weight and really dehydrates them. He didn't do that. So the other guy, Vettori, let it all happen. So then the fight happens. Costa's 10 pounds, 20 pounds heavier. And you can see his strikes are a lot heavier, but he still lost. And after the fight, he's still carrying on like a pork chop. So Paulo Costa in the UFC... delay grade.
So how come they let the fight go on still?
Because they sort of had sold tickets for it. So it wasn't, they changed the weight class. So it was going to be a middleweight, but they had to change it to light heavyweight, I believe. So they just needed a fight. And to Vettori's credit, he didn't have to take the fight, but he did. The Italian, and he took him on and still beat him.
Good on him.
Points decision. But yeah, Paulo Costa, delay grade.
Yeah, good on him. Keep them coming through if you've got any delay grades. 1300 01 1170.